Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hey everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of Relatable with Sui. So today we are completing the friendship series, though I am sure we'll have more topics on, you know, friendships in general, and I am hoping to have people over, some guests who can help me, you know, on some other, I have some other topics that I feel like I can't talk about because I feel like there's some people who are in better positions to actually talk about them. So I'll invite some guests in future so that we can, you know, talk about those other serious things. So today we are finally concluding with the friendship series, and I just want to talk about this very, very, you know, important topic. I think it's everyone's, okay, almost everyone at least has had like this problem, and it's something that really affects us, because considering, I don't know, if you listened to part two, you probably would understand, because friends are so important. Now imagine having a friend that's a friendship that's so exhausting, an exhausting friendship, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Honestly, I don't know how people actually deal with exhausting friends, because I personally fail, and when I find the opportunity, if it's someone that's not so important to me, I actually cut them off without them knowing, or I just, you know, distance myself. And there are people who've actually had people who drain them in their relationships, like their friends, and they still have them, they still hang out with them because they love them. And honestly, I would really want to hear from those guys and how they just manage. But for me, I just can't deal with exhausting friendships. I like peace of mind. And so if someone is like dramatic and they're always, you know, bringing trouble or complaining and whatnot, I just prefer cutting them off, and they don't even realize, but like, I just keep my distance. So what's an exhausting friendship or existing friendships? These are friendships where, you know, the other person makes you feel like a bad friend. They are not understanding. They get upset when you can't do the things they want you to do. You feel like being friends with them is too much work. Like, you always have to worry about the friendship and all that. Your mood is always at zero when you're with them. Not always, but like most of the time, or sometimes, you know, you always maybe argue and whatnot. You know, they're always acting like victims. They're overly dramatic. You know, those are some of the, you know, exhausting relationships. You can go on and explain your own type of exhausting relationships. So what makes relationships exhausting? So there's two parts to this, right? There's you, the person who's feeling exhausted, and then there's that other person who's making the relationship exhausting. So I'll start on our part, on the me part, on the why the relationship is so exhausting sometimes. So the first thing is, we fail to have boundaries. You don't have boundaries. You can't tell someone, you can't go up to them and tell them, oh, listen, I can't text you all the time because I'm very busy, I have to study, or I can't come to your party on Saturday because I actually have work to do, I have school, and I have to do assignments on Saturday, so I can't come to every event you invite me to. You can't set your boundaries. And so each time you tell someone, each time they text you and they're like, oh, let's go for a party, you just feel like, oh my God, they're asking for too much from me, or can I call you? I've got something to tell you. And meanwhile, you want to do something and you just feel like, oh my God, this person actually bothers me. I'm supposed to be studying and I'm here talking to them. You're not even enjoying the call. It's because you can't set your boundaries and tell them, oh, you know what? From like, I don't know, 7 to whatever time, I have to be studying. I can't be on my phone. I'm busy. I have to like rest or meditate and whatever. So that's the other problem. We don't know how to set boundaries. We don't know how to tell people, you know what? I can't do this. I can't come here and I can't do whatever. And then the other thing, the second thing is, you have not allowed people to grow up. You have not allowed people to change. So let's take, for instance, I had a friend, right? I had a friend and we used to party, like, let's say 2 years ago, you know, we're all about, you know, the life of the party and whatnot. Then maybe in those 2 years, my friend has decided to grow up and actually realize what they want in life. And they say, you know what, I'm no longer life of the party. I just want to take things serious and whatnot. And then you have not allowed people to grow. So you still hang out on that level. Or maybe let's say you used to go for KFC together. And the person is on a diet. They don't want KFC anymore. And each time you try to tell them, like, oh, can we get KFC? And they're always complaining, oh no, I can't. They're always giving excuses. And you feel like, you know what, my friend is actually not being real. They're always like giving excuses. They don't want to come anymore and whatnot. You just feel like the friendship is no longer that important and whatnot. It's because you haven't allowed people to actually grow and accept that, you know what, this person has grown and they've changed and let me accept it. And now let's change the whole idea of our relationship. Let's now start taking walks because this person is on a diet and they're not trying to, you know, eat all these fast foods and whatever. So yeah, allow people to grow and change. And then the third thing is, you're kind of jealous of maybe their achievements because they're doing so fine. You know, maybe it's not even bragging. You know, I saw a post the other day that says people, you know, people post things on their status. I've forgotten the actual thing that I actually said, but it was like people don't post things to brag. You actually, you just view them jealously, like you're just there, you know, being jealous and whatnot. You're probably jealous of someone else's achievements. You feel like every time they come to you and they're telling you what they've achieved, they're just bragging and whatnot. Maybe it's because you're jealous. You're jealous that, you know, they're doing so much better than you and you don't have the things that they have. And so it hurts you every time they come and they're telling you, you feel like, oh my God, this girl, every time she comes over, she's always telling me about her hair, about her nails, about what. Meanwhile, maybe that was a normal relationship. You guys used to talk like that. But now that she's doing so much better than you, you feel like, you know what, this friendship is actually what. So yeah, accept that people can do better than you. And if you want to learn from them, ask for advice. Everybody, let me tell you, people get jealous. Everybody gets jealous. It's normal. It's just up to you to turn jealousy into motivation or inspiration to do better. But there's no need to actually have bad blood and whatnot. So, and then the other thing, like, if it's them, quite right, you know, obviously it's not always going to be you. There are people who are just naturally dramatic and always want to cause drama. If you don't text them on time, they're there to complain. You don't text me, oh, I was trying to call you and this and that. Oh, no, I had a problem and you are not there. Like, they don't understand that you have another life. It's like, yeah, their life, everything is centered around them. That's what they want. They don't understand that you have another life to live. You are also busy. You have other friends as well. So they want all the attention to themselves. There are people who are just like that. So for such people, you just have to distance yourself from them. Give yourself some time. Oh, I think I would rather say the first thing is you communicate. You tell them, right? To say, okay, you know what? I feel like you're always complaining. I can't text you all the time. I have other things to do. And then if they seem like they're not cooperating, you distance yourself. If it's someone who's so close to you, it's not easy to always let go of people. There are people who you've been friends with for a long time, you know, and you love them even though they're exhausting. So you just, in as much as you love them, you also need your inner peace. So you talk to them, and if they don't seem to change, at least just, you know, set these boundaries. Even if they don't seem to listen, just try to get your own, like, space. Give yourself time and space away from them. Even though, yeah, you can hang out with them whenever and whatnot, they can complain, but just don't try to spend so much time with those people. So that's everything that I actually wanted to say about, like, you know, exhausting friendships, or when friendships feel like, you know, they've become so much work. Nobody should be able to feel like that when you have a friend. You guys, people should learn to communicate. A relationship is about, you know, two people. You tell someone and you air out your views, and they tell you what they think. They tell you also what they want from you and whatnot, and you just reach an agreement. Everybody needs a healthy relationship. We all need healthy relationships. I want to hear from you guys. I'm always grateful when I hear from people. You know, there are people who text me and tell me, you know, their advice and what they think. And it really makes me feel nice. And I learn so much. I am always grateful when people respond and they tell me, oh, so this is what I think, or this is what I do. So if you guys have, like, some, you know, exhausting friendships and whatnot, like, how do you deal with such people? I would really, really want to know. How do you handle such relationships? And yeah, if you're someone who's like that, like, what are you doing to actually change yourself? What are you doing to change? Because it's very important. You have to acknowledge the kind of a person you are. Maybe you are actually exhausting in someone else's life and you don't even realize it. So thank you guys for listening today. Don't forget to review, to subscribe, and to share. Thank you.